I love Jeffrey Wright. He is one bad actor. Jeffrey Wright.
Yes, good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Mr. Thompson.
Mr.
Thompson. What shall we do, Dr. Norsey?
That's correct.
What shall we do? What kind of doctor are you? They never cleared that up.
He's a doctor of divinity. Studied theology.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
But you write.
And that's your daughter? And that's your daughter that you beat up last week?
Well, oh my goodness. She's a ward. The backstory is that he had a relationship, if you will, with her mother. Her mother ended up passing away, and he took the daughter in as his own. So he's raised her.
And it's, pimping her.
Yeah, it's a Boardwalk Empire world, remember. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, his backstory is not so divine in spite of his title. Yes.
And the black gangsters back then, they wore some hot suits. I mean, those suits are wool.
Oh.
Three-piece.
Well,
and an overcoat.
And a top hat.
And a top hat.
And a scarf.
That's right.
That's unbelievable.
That's right.
And I never heard of Dr. Northeast or Chalky White, and we watched all the black gangster movies and TV shows.
Well, this Boardwalk Empire is historically based pulp fiction.
Yeah.
So these are characters that have been cobbled together out of the imagination of these fantastic writers that they've assembled over there, led by Terry Winter, who was one of the lead writers on The Sopranos, and also Howard Korder, who's a playwright who I happened to work with many years ago up at Yale Rep. Just a fantastic group of very disciplined and very detail-oriented writers who've come up with these characters.
I love it.
Yeah, they're very loosely based on kind of touchstone fictional historical characters who existed. But they're total distortions. I call them funhouse funhouse mirror distortions of these characters.
All right, now the Hunger Games.
Yes.
Catching Fire.
Yes.
And you play the part of.
I play BT, and if you've read the books, you know who BT is. But if you haven't, in this movie, Catching Fire, we come back and there's the anniversary. Games, the 75th anniversary games, in which previous winners of the Hunger Games, who were children at the time, are now asked to come back to fight again.
BT is one of the winners.
BT is one of the previous winners, and he's electronics wizard. He was a guy who electrocuted. He was a kid who electrocuted all of the other participants in his game. So he's a very clever guy. But the games this time are used really as a foil to advance a larger idea, to advance the idea of rebellion against the system. So,
what's the kill count?
It's actually lower in the games than it was in the previous, because in the first there's only the idea is that there's only one victor, of the games. But this time we managed to lower the kill count. It's really, I saw the movie about an hour, about a month ago, and it is one of the most exciting movies I've been a part of. It's a brilliant movie. If you like the first one, this one really just expands on the ideas and expands on the qualities of the first in a really exciting way. The director's a guy named Francis Lawrence, and he's an absolute genius. We've taken a break now to shoot the next two in the series, so we're on tour right now promoting Catching Fire, which is coming out November 22nd.
So do you have to see the first one to understand the sequel?
Yeah, I think it would help. You definitely should. And, in fact, you should read the books.
That's
the books
what
are fantastic.
Ask, yeah.
And, I encourage kids, your parents as well, to encourage their kids to read the book, as I have been doing with my son, who's 12 years old. I'm saying, man, you're not seeing this movie.
Oh, you got to be a hero in your house, Jeffrey Wright.
Oh, absolutely. Not only in the house, in their school
in the
as well. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm definitely, my status is definitely elevated as a result of these movies.
Yeah, forget Dr. Martin Luther King. Forget all the great roles you played in Shaft.
This did it right here.
Yeah, this is it.
That's right.
Well, Dr. Shaft was my favorite role. We are big fans of yours, Jeffrey Wright.
Yeah, Dr. Northeast does it for me, Jeffrey.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, there's a lot more coming over these next three episodes.
And anything you do on Broadway is great. Anything.
I very much appreciate it. Very much appreciate it.
Jeffrey Wright.
So he's saying, look forward to the next three episodes on Boardwalk Empire. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
All right.
But it's not going to be pretty, I can tell you that.
He doesn't like pretty.
I don't like pretty.
All right.
Man, you beat that woman. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, the doctor revealed himself.